The Crypto Card Tax Manual, 2026 edition. For years, many crypto card users operated in a reporting gray area. That period ended in 2026. Tax authorities in the US, UK, and EU have deployed interconnected reporting infrastructure designed to capture every crypto card transaction. If you use a crypto card, you are triggering taxable events with every purchase. Every tap is a disposal, the fundamental rule. When you use a crypto card to buy something, you are not paying the merchant in Bitcoin. You are selling your Bitcoin to the card issuer for fiat, and the issuer pays the merchant. That sale is a taxable event. The math on each swipe, your cost basis, the price you paid for the crypto when you acquired it, minus the proceeds, the fair market value at the moment of the card purchase, equals your capital gain or loss. If your card uses just-in-time, JIT, funding, pulling from your wallet at the moment of spend, you may generate hundreds of tiny disposals every month. Manually calculating the cost basis for a $3 bus fare is impractical, which is why automated tax software is now a requirement for every active card user. Cost basis methods. The method you choose for cost basis calculation can significantly affect your tax bill. FIFO, first in, first out, spends the oldest crypto first. In a bull market where you bought low years ago, this triggers the largest gains. LIFO, last in, first out, spends the newest crypto first. If your recent purchases are at higher prices, this produces smaller gains. HFO, highest in, first out, spends the crypto you paid the most for. This minimizes capital gains or maximizes losses. Modern tax software lets you set HIFO as your default, and it is the preferred method for most crypto card users. Cashback versus income, the tax treatment split. Cashback, non-taxable at receipt. If you earn 3% cashback on a purchase, tax authorities generally treat this as a purchase price adjustment. No income at receipt. Your cost basis for that reward crypto is $0. When you later sell or spend it, the entire sale price is a capital gain. Staking and interest, taxable at receipt. If you earn yield through staking programs within your card app, like staking USDT for up to 15% APY, that yield is treated as income at the fair market value when received. You report it as other income, similar to bank interest. This is separate from card cashback and has different tax treatment even when both appear in the same app. This distinction matters for cards that offer both. On crypto.com, for example, CRO earned from card spending is a rebate, non-taxable at receipt, while CRO earned from your CRO lockup is income, taxable at receipt. They look similar in your app, but are taxed differently. The 2026 Reporting Infrastructure US, Form 1099-DA starting in 2026, every US-based crypto card broker is required to issue Form 1099-DA. For every sale, card purchase, they report the gross proceeds and the cost basis for assets acquired after 2025. The IRS receives a duplicate copy. If your tax return does not match the 1099-DA, an automated flag is triggered. UK and EU, CARF and DAC8. The UK has implemented the Crypto Asset Reporting Framework, CARF. The EU has launched DAC8. European tax authorities now automatically share data with each other. If you live in France but use a card issued in Lithuania, your local tax office will receive your transaction history automatically. The FATF travel rule behind 1099-DA and CARF sits the FATF travel rule. When you send crypto from your self-custodial wallet to your card-linked wallet, the sending platform shares your identity data with the receiving platform. This creates a visible paper trail connecting your on-chain wealth to your identified retail spending. For the cards that minimize that exposure, see our privacy-focused user's guide, Strategic Tax Management Spend Stablecoins for Daily Use. Because stablecoins like USDC do not meaningfully fluctuate in value, your cost basis and proceeds on each transaction are effectively equal. You generate hundreds of transactions with near zero capital gains. Stablecoin spending is the simplest approach for tax reporting. Tax loss harvesting. If you hold a crypto asset that has dropped below your purchase price, spending it on your card realizes a capital loss. You can use that loss to offset gains from other investments. If you bought ETH at $4,000 and it is now at $3,000, Using it to buy a $3,000 item realizes a $1,000 loss you can apply against other gains. The wash sale opportunity. In most crypto jurisdictions, there is no formal wash sale rule. You can spend depreciated ETH on a purchase, realize the loss, and immediately buy back ETH in a separate wallet. This creates a tax loss without changing your net crypto position. This is a significant advantage for crypto card users, though regulations may close this gap in future years. HIFO optimization. Set your tax software to HIFO by default for card-linked wallets. By spending your highest cost basis assets first, you minimize capital gains on every transaction. On a $10,000 gain, the difference between FIFO and HIFO can save hundreds of dollars. The automated tax stack active card users need three components. API link, connect your card-linked wallet directly to a tax platform like Coinly, CoinTracker, or BlockPit. Most platforms auto-categorize cashback as rebates and staking as income. CSV fallback, for custodial cards that lack API integration, use the export function. Most 2026 apps provide IRS-ready or HMRC-ready export files. Real-time tracking, mobile apps that show your running tax liability, help you know how much to set aside throughout the year, rather than discovering a large bill in April. On-chain records as audit defense. If you use a self-custody card like Gnosis Pay, you have an immutable, time-stamped record of every transaction on a public block explorer. Tax platforms can generate an audit package linking your 1099-DA directly to on-chain transaction hashes. This is the strongest possible documentation in an audit. Ghost transactions. A common headache is the ghost transaction. A card swipe fails at the terminal, but the crypto was already moved to the processor. Even if the transaction was reversed, it creates two disposals in your history. Make sure your tax software is set to consolidate reversals. Without this, you pay capital gains on money you never actually spent. The global nomad problem. If you live between multiple countries and use a crypto card for every purchase, which country taxes the capital gain? Tax authorities now use card transaction data to determine your tax residency. If you claim residency in Dubai, 0% tax, but your card data shows 200 days of grocery purchases in London, HMRC will use that data as evidence that your center of life is in the UK. For nomads, tracking exactly how many days you spend in each jurisdiction is critical. Your card transaction history is now evidence in residency disputes.